Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This is our Friday, and thank you, Lord Jesus. By the way, today, if you don't know, is the actual day of Festivus.
Yes, it is. Happy Festivus, everybody.
It is December 23rd, for those of you who don't know, and we will be doing Festivus Tuesday on the actual day of Festivus at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
Now, don't go boring us with your gratitudes. If your life is going well, nobody wants to hear about it. Okay? We need grievances. Get it off your chest before you have to deal with family and friends on Christmas Day.
Especially if, like, your family is divided down, I don't know, like, say the state line. Maybe today would be the day to get your grievances out, and we could do it, you know, feeling good and refreshed heading into the holidays.
Like half of the family is happy. And the other half is not.
It's like after an election. You just don't bring it up.
One half is booking tickets to the Final Four and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the other half is not. Okay. By the way, one of the most miserable people in our metropolitan area.
Bless his heart.
God bless him. Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota is in the building.
He's such a good human, too. And so if
he's a great guy,
I wonder if you had said to him 9 weeks ago, hey, you're going to be sliding right on in just to try to put a Band-Aid over the gaping wound that is the assessor's office and the property tax debacle. We know you don't want to run for the job. You're just going to just squeak on in there for a few weeks.
Like tweak a few things.
Tweak a few things. Fire a few people and out you go. He's like, yeah, I can do that.
No problem.
And everything was going so well. Until about 48 hours ago.
So I called him today on my way into work, and he answers the phone, and he goes, hello, Scott. And I go, Phil?
Is this the guy they tapped to fix 2 years' worth of errors in 8 weeks?
I go, Phil, how are you?
And he goes, oh, God.
And he said the same thing on the phone with me that he said on the air yesterday. He goes, Scott, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I've been on the job for 8 or 9 weeks. It feels like 8 or 9 years.
Oh, my God.
And I go, Phil, I am so sorry. And he goes, it's okay. I did it to myself.
he agreed to take the interim position when the world of red and gold came collapsing down around everyone in Missouri. Now,
By the way, we just confirmed Mitch Holtis for 215.
Good. As angry as everybody is on one side of state line, or as I told you so as everyone is, there are two emotions in Missouri. Furious and I told you so. And if you're starting to see some of the I told you so, people in Missouri are saying, this is what you get with the corruption that was in the assessor's office.
No question about
it. The hasty vote. Yep. The lack of leadership at the top. And then someone said today, and to you, the voters, if you voted no, we understand your reasoning. This was on Twitter today. If you voted no, look in the mirror if you're mad about this.
Well, and I think you can't forget what happened yesterday in regards to the news conference that Mayor Quentin Lucas had. Do you recall, and I don't even know if we talked about this on the air, but he was asked after he made his speech and you know, said, a city and a county can't compete against a state, which Dave Helling pointed out, properly so, that's disingenuous. They did have support from the state of Missouri. But he did. He was asked, what do you think about Frank White? And does he bear any responsibility for Jackson County losing the Chiefs? Do you remember what Quentin Lucas said? He said, I think Frank White was a really, really good baseball player.
He will be remembered for being a really good baseball player. On the Kansas side, as happy as you are today, the Kansas City Star is reporting, as well as our little favorite newspaper, the Johnson County Post.
Great paper.
That the entirety of Wyandotte County, along with Shawnee, Lenexa, and Olathe, will be on the hook for the Chiefs' Star bonds.
What does that mean?
Well, the
it probably means I'm moving back to Roland Park.
This is the way the district is drawn, Scott. And so it's a whole lot of you that didn't get a mention yesterday.
Well, I'm in that district.
Yes, you are.
Does that mean my taxes are going up?
I don't know what it means, Scott. I don't know.
Where is that, on the Kansas City Star?
That is reporting from the Johnson County Post. Interestingly enough,
Ropo, I'm coming home.
Right in the middle of that map, he notes, and this is reporter Mike Frizzell, Lake Quivira was omitted from the bond district.
Oh, the rich kids get omitted.
It is a city, but more of a hamlet. It's more of a...
I don't care. Those people have a lot of money. Those are millionaires.
No.
Chiefs players live in Lake Quivira.
Yes.
It's a gated community.
But yes.
You don't gate a community unless the people inside are rich.
I don't think anyone's wondering where their next meal is coming from, but to say everyone is a millionaire is also not accurate.
It is totally accurate. I know several people who live at Lake Quivira.
I spend a lot of time out there, and I'm telling you, everybody is not a millionaire.
But you don't live there.
I do not.
Because you can't afford to.
The homes are north of $1 million.
Oh, wait a minute. You just said everybody out there is not a millionaire, but the homes are worth $1 million.
Well, the home values have done it something out there. I will agree with that.
I know several people that live at Lake Quivira. Not one of them didn't play professional football.
Oh, there are a handful of athletes out there, but it's not as much as you would think.
Well, Lilja lives out there.
Yep. Anyway, they are excluded for whatever reason.
Because they bought their way out.
I highly doubtful. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of retirees, Scott.
You know, let's be honest. Not everything in that district is rich.
No.
And we
joke. It took multiple municipalities to pull it off.
We joke about Western Shawnee. But not everybody in Western Shawnee lives in a very expensive house.
No.
Not everybody who lives in Lenexa or Olathe lives in an expensive house. Looks like I'm moving.
You think so?
Well, if they price me out of my own home, yeah. I live just south of the Legends. Just on the other side of the river. If they price me out, I'm gone.
Okay.
I'll sell that house tomorrow. I love my house, but I'm not married to it.
You know our good friend Annie's Barn, right?
Yep.
That makes the mugs and the inappropriate coasters that we can't mention on the air because they've got bad words in them.
Thank you for those gifts. I have them all over my home.
She has a new mug out today, Scott.
What does it say?
Home Sweet
Mahomes
Dome.
Oh.
Build, okay. Baby, build.
913-586.
Taxes are going up, but we're getting a dome.
586-7798. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joins us when we come back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
The reverberations through this city cannot be understated in the announcement that was yesterday in Topeka at roughly 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Jackson County Executive Phil Lovoda will be joining us in studio in just a few moments. But before we get to Phil, let's bring in the longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, good friend of the program, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And to you. What a whirlwind 48 hours, Mitch. It's always good to hear your voice, whether it's personally or over the airwaves. This does not change what you do substantially. You might be in a different location, but what does it mean to you?
Well, it's the next 50 years. Rarely do we do things in our lives that, or be a part of something that affects our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I know there's a lot of emotion here. There's emotion for me, but this is going to be so awesome that it does set up this entire region, I think, for a five-decade span. And that's how we have to look at it. Honestly, I wasn't very old. I remember being a little kid when they built the Truman Sports Complex, or younger, like elementary school, and that was controversial to move it from Municipal Stadium, because they're like, where are you going? Because at the time, that was like way out of town and way far from downtown, and that was it. You know, people didn't like it. Now 50 years later, we love it, but a necessary move. What's we can get into this, but it's going to benefit the region and put us in a position to be in a whole different realm with what was announced yesterday.
Is it a foregone conclusion that when they build this, and I heard an interview between Bob Fesco and Clark Hunt yesterday where Mr. Hunt said it was his preference that this is a dome, if nothing else, a stadium with a retractable roof, but he prefers a dome. Is it a foregone conclusion that Kansas City is going to get at least one Super Bowl out of this?
Well, it's hard to make that claim. But there's going to be, first of all, you have no chance to get it if you don't do this. And I do think it enhances your opportunity to get a Super Bowl. It also gives you a chance to get a national championship football game. It gives you a chance to get a college football playoff game. It gives you a chance to get a bowl game that you would have every year that we don't have now. It gives you an opportunity to have more concerts, because you're going to be in climate control, and where you're not going to have concerts in February or March or even April. Yes, you are. Now you are. The other thing that it does, and I don't think it's getting enough attention, is that it's a 360-day destination. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have from outside in, you're going to have a place to vacation, have interactive opportunities, whether it's the practice facility or at the stadium facility. And so it's going to give more opportunities for people in the entire region. In Kansas City, we got to be honest here. We're the 31st market, I think, now. We've covered like 31 to 34. But the Chiefs Kingdom, and I'm very proud that I came up with that. But I did it because, I mean, I grew up 4 hours away on a farm in Smith County, Kansas, but I felt Kansas City, we get to go to Kansas City once a year. It was like going to Paris, France. But the point here is, I believe I'm going to get these right, but Wichita Hutchinson is like 69. Des Moines Ames is like 71. Mm-hmm. Omaha is 74. Springfield, 75. So you put all that together, you've got a pretty good cluster of human beings. And so Kansas City enough as the 31st market is, it's challenging to do what we're doing even now, not just outside the realm of the Chiefs. But if you make this a regional epicenter for all kinds of events or with more frequency, it now lights up the entire region. So that's where I think people need to look at this and say, this is a game changer because of what it provides an opportunity for in the years ahead.
I saw this on Twitter today, Mitch, and this was someone on the Missouri side who said nostalgia is looking backwards, and that's important. You know, you can remember where you were on the coldest game of the year, or the first time we went to the Super Bowl in your lifetime, or the first time you saw Taylor Swift. But the author said, look, that's looking backward, and to move this franchise forward and, dare I say, save it, we have to look forward. And nostalgia, I said this yesterday, Mitch, is not enough to save it.
No, and the whole, like I said, the Chiefs Kingdom has no boundaries or state lines. They don't. And it's not tied to a municipality. And I saw it three times coming over the hill in the back of a pickup with KC Wolf down Grand Avenue in Super Bowl parades. And I saw all these human beings, all races, creeds, and colors, all ages, the Northwest Missouri farmer who's fist pumping the third shift Clay Como worker, who's, you know, hugging the grandpa who worked at the Fairway plant. I mean, it's all of that. And that's what the Kingdom is. And so I give this analogy. Have you guys ever flown into Cincinnati?
Can't say that I have.
Well, you don't. You fly into Kentucky. The airport is just across the river, but it's all part of Cincinnati. Huh. And that's where I think people need to look at this, where the whole it's Missouri, it's Kansas, Missouri, it's Kansas. I work for this team for, I've been the voice of the Chiefs for 32 years, and I live in Kansas. But not one time did I feel like I'm going through customs
right,
driving across the 670 bridge, right? And I love Missouri, and I'm in the Missouri Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I've been through the whole state. So this whole Kansas versus Missouri thing somewhat irritates me. I get the emotion, but you've got to look at this as redefining the region. What if you have like six awesome concerts, like once a month with big time concerts that, you're having one in February and you're having one in March or April that the T-Mobile Center can't handle because it's so big. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and other events and other sporting events and playoff games and a bowl game. And it's going to light a lot of light bulbs that we can't now and haven't even thought of because of the limitations that we have.
And one thing we're leaving out, Mitch, is a Final Four and national championship.
Yeah, no, that absolutely. And I wanted to mention that when I was listing off the litany of things, but yeah, that gives you a real chance. And then that, again, lights up the whole region. That lights up Missouri. People are going to stay downtown to go to a Final Four that's held at this new stadium. They will stay in St. Joseph. They'll stay in Lincoln and Omaha. They'll stay in it's going to be an epicenter, but it's going to be felt through the entire region, about a 200 to 250-mile radius. And that's where it will be what beyond what we can think right now.
Where do you place the Chiefs moving from Missouri to Kansas on the list of the greatest, biggest sports stories in Kansas City history?
I think it's over. I'm not very high.
Really?
The biggest one. Yeah. The biggest one. Let me go through these. You really want to know?
Yeah,
we do.
Of course I do.
All right. So first, when, and this is, and I've, it's such an interesting story. When the Kansas City A's came here, when Philadelphia had the A's, this is back in the early 50s, and they moved here in 1953, and it was controversial because Kansas City had the Yankees AAA Farm Club, and they played at Muehlbach Stadium, which is the old Municipal Stadium, 22nd in Brooklyn. So that's, and that's number one, and here's why. These are sequential or a ripple effect. That's why these two facilities could have a ripple effect. If you want to ask me about these facilities, whether they're in Kansas or Missouri, if you ask me about the facilities, I would say it ranks right up there. But when there were only 8 Major League Baseball teams in each league at the time. So to put Kansas City in the standings, even though they were terrible, starting in 1955, it put Kansas City in a different light of like, oh, could be a Major League team. The second big, and probably the biggest thing was when Lamar Hunt moved the Chiefs here. Because he's in Dallas. They've got to move him. The Cowboys, the NFL wants to put Lamar out of business, mainly George Halas. So they slap the Cowboys right on top of him to take his AFL out of business. And they slug it out in Dallas for 3 years. And then it looks like Lamar's got to move. Well, he's looking at Atlanta, New Orleans, Miami. None of those places had teams. The pro football was not in the South, south of Washington, D.C. Crazy. It's all in the Northeast for two West Coast teams. So Lamar moves them here. And one of the reasons he saw the A's play the Yankees, and that's the only time they'd have sellouts. And he's like, okay, Major League potential city, let's try it. And then Kansas City was very aggressive to go after Lamar and say, we're going to guarantee a gazillion season tickets. It didn't happen, but they got him here. And so that set that up. So I think that's probably number one. 1A would be the old Philadelphia A's coming here because it made it a Major League city. And then I would say winning Super Bowl IV because it was proven that you could have a pro franchise that could win a championship. The A's were terrible. They were always had a losing year, usually in last place. Then they wanted to get out. They moved to Oakland. The Royals come in. And so then building the Truman Sports Complex would be next. But that's my historical reference, and this is big, but it's not the fact that it's moving to Kansas. It's the fact that you're going to have something that could have the very similar effect in a whole region of what it was when the Texans moved to become the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mitch, do you think we'll still call it, pardon me, do you think we'll still call it Arrowhead? A lot of people had that question yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily important. I think there's, I don't know. I can't answer that. To me, it's like there's one Arrowhead, and that's got its place in history, and that's great. I don't know what we'll call this place, except it's going to be awesome.
How about Laura Kelly Stadium?
Right, no kidding.
I mean, well, they're lined up. There's people like want to put all their names on that.
Oh, and, I bet.
So you guys can do that in some political discussion. I'll stay out of it. But this is going to be unreal. I don't think we know yet what this is going to be, because this is going to be something that will change everything.
I love it.
And if you have the Kansas City Bowl every year, and you're going to have a bowl there, whether you have the Super Bowl or not, and then you're going to have a regional final, and then, you're going to have a Final Four. It's like all the hubbub that's coming about the World Cup, and we all know that that's its own special place as far as a global impact. But you're going to have that with more frequency with these facilities, in my opinion.
Hey, Mitch, always appreciate your time, man. Thank you for it. Really do appreciate it.
Just a game changer. People have to kind of rethink their thinking on this. Don't come to me with the whole, hey, Kansas won, Missouri lost. That's seventh grade if Parks is dating Dana. He's not. So I hate that stuff. Don't even bring that to me.
I love it.
It's not. It's one big giant region. It's the Chiefs Kingdom. That's why I called it that.
All right. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yep. See you guys.
All right. Be well. Take care. 913-586-7798. We're standing by for Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. He is in the building. He will join us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Couple of bad behavior sports stories to pass along to you, and then we're going to get to one later that is local and a shocker. The Georgetown basketball coach has been suspended after narrowly losing a game. Ed Cooley tossed a water bottle behind the team's bench just a second after they lost to Xavier, I believe, on Saturday. The water bottle smacked a child in the head.
I'm not laughing.
Deeply sorry for my actions. Not only did he hit the child, he knows the child and the child's family. My conduct was unacceptable, does not represent who I am or the leader I strive to be.
Why do they always say it's not who I am? You threw a water bottle behind you. That is who you are.
It hit somebody. Right. Then did you see there's a fan altercation with one of your Steelers players, Scott, DK Metcalf. And I read this was
stud.
The same fan that the player has complained about before. So I don't know. I'm not saying the fan deserved it, but the fan said or did something. He replied in violation of the league's policy that you may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time. I think the fan's like, I don't know, $500,000.
Oh, they're suspending him for 2 games?
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
He had a hearing today, and I want to say it's the second time. Yes, the fan is accused of using a racial slur. And
DK happens to be black.
Yes. And I'm not saying it's okay to go into the stands. The league can't have that, but one of the things I read after this happened was that this is the second time with this same fan there's been an issue.
If the suspension stands, Metcalf will lose $555,000 for those 2 games. The suspension would also void $45 million in future guaranteed money.
How much?
$45 million.
Wow.
In future guaranteed money, according to his contract.
So wait, is going into the stands like the most egregious thing you can do as a player? Is they find that the most? Does that make sense, Scott? Like,
well, the players go into the stands in celebration all the time.
Right, but I think clearly this is not what happened in this case.
Right. But Ryan Kennedy, the Detroit Lions fan involved in the altercation with Metcalf on Sunday, denied that he used a racial slur.
Okay. And then this coming back local, and we really, really are trying to get someone onto the program who can talk about the organization called the Center for Safe Sport. Have you heard of this? No. You've been out of coaching long enough that this is probably
been out of coaching for 2 years.
There is an organization called the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, and my guess is it was born out of things like, I don't know, Larry Nassar and Sandusky.
Was never a problem for Dusty and me.
Right. I know it wasn't. Two Kansas City area gymnastic coaches, big time coaches, Scott, have been suspended by the U.S. Center for Safe Sport. Safe Sport has announced they are suspending Al Fong and his wife, Armin Brutan Fong, for physical and emotional misconduct. They are allowed to appeal. His suspension, Scott, is 5 years.
They own the Gage Center in Blue Springs. Fong has coached several Olympic athletes, including most recently Leanne Wong and Kara Eaker, on the 2021 U.S. Olympic team.
Yep, Safe Sport is a nonprofit watchdog organization created by Congress after the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal, which, of course, you know, rocked the world of gymnastics. Sure. When I went on the Safe Sport website, it is every sport you can possibly imagine. There are 2,600 entries of coaches that have been sanctioned, suspended, or ousted. You know, there's a...
How many?
2,645 entries. But keep in mind, this is swimming, basketball, football,
soccer,
gymnastics, you name it. If there are coaches behaving badly, this organization goes in.
No, it's not just for
and
like,
investigates.
Is it just for physical or emotional abuse, or is this like a coach who yells all the time and berates players?
I think that would be included as emotional abuse. They are saying with the male Al Fong suspension of 5 years, it was for, quote, emotional and physical misconduct.
That doesn't necessarily mean sexual.
No, it does not. It could be laying hands on an athlete.
Or striking an athlete, right?
And I want to bring this back. I don't know. Maybe we do it in the 3 or the 4, probably the 4 o'clock hour. How is this still happening, Scott? At every level of sport, high school, college, why is this still happening?
Danny, you're literally asking someone who coached for 20 years at the youth soccer level, never once, and I can say this with pride, never once did I raise my voice at a single player.
Let alone verbal abuse, which is what the allegations are here. And against many of the... Again, there are 2,600 entries on the U.S. Safe Sport database.
There were times when I would have... I wouldn't even use the word stern, but I would have words with a player, but never... It would be something to the effect of, you've got to get it together.
Yeah.
You know, simply, I pulled
them
out.
Now, did you shake them like a rag doll when you were saying that?
I never touched a player, except to give a high five. Never once touched a player. I never even had, this is a true story, I would not even take their phone numbers.
Oh, I know you do. I know you don't. I don't have one.
To this day, I don't have a phone number in my phone of a former player.
One of the things I want to ask, like for those
Except
of you
daughters.
Involved in the highest level of sport, or if you have a college athlete or any of that stuff, is that we know that there are coaches who have taught at the elite level and are not physically and verbally abusive.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we allowing any coaches to be physically... When I saw the 5-year suspension, you know what I thought? He did something so bad that we are suspending him for 5 years, does someone in that position really need to be around our young people at all? I don't know what it is that was... It just says physical and emotional.
But Dana, you and your kids, nor mine... We're at that sort of athletic level. And here's why, when he comes back from this suspension, parents will still put their kids in his care. It's because he can get them to the Olympics.
But there are other coaches who can get your kid to the Olympics that have not had this type of suspension leveled against them for physical and emotional abuse.
913-586-7798. We will be doing Festivus this afternoon at 5 o'clock because today, December 23rd, is the actual day of Festivus. Jackson County Executive Phil LaVota joins us right after the 3 o'clock news.
And by the way, we will bring this back later in the program. If you have a current athlete at that facility, Scott, is it not over? Both the husband and wife that run that gymnastics gym have been suspended and banned from contact with athletes. It is an investigation that lasted more than 2 years. They are also barred from participating in any USA Gymnastics sanctioned activities. That includes coaching, training, judging.
What did they do?
Or contacting any athlete in covered programs. It literally is a no contact order between them and any athlete.
A new survey is out. 80% of Americans believe that they are in a relationship with their soulmate. But 1 in 5 say they are not.
1 in 5.
1 in 5 couples say they are not in a relationship with their soulmate. Women are more likely than men to say that they are not in a relationship with their soulmate. Millennials are more likely to believe that they are with their soulmate than any other generation.
Huh.
Define soulmate.
Well, I think everyone can. You either know that you have that or you don't. And if you don't, I think you know it, right?
Like, we're going to spend not only this lifetime together, but eternity together?
No. Like, if you have a love toilet from Saturday Night Live, your soulmates.
I beg your pardon?
Remember the love toilet.
Yes. Hang on. Wait. Let me get that up. That is such a great
skit.
You
laugh together. You do everything together. Why not do that one thing
what
together?
Was it called? The love toilet?
The love toilet.
There it is.
Somehow we were laying in bed the other night and this came up and I asked him, I go, have you not ever seen this parody for the love toilet?
It's very funny.
Oh my God. It's Kevin Nealon and Victoria Jackson. And the toilets are fused together.
Side by side, but
side
facing
by side,
in opposite directions.
Facing the so you can stare at each other lovingly.
While you're dropping a deuce.
On a tandem toilet.
Hang on. And that one special someone. And you never want to be apart. You dine together. You play together. You sleep together. You even bathe together. So why not share the most intimate moment of them all with the love toilet? Exquisitely designed, handcrafted of the finest porcelain, with flesh assembly and float bowl imported from France, the nation of love. The love toilet. From Niagara, the toilet people. Because when you're in love, even 5 minutes apart can seem like an eternity.
The love toilet. Available at all Bambergers and other fine stores.
Even 5 minutes apart can seem like an
it's
eternity.
It's so funny.
That's how you know it's your soulmate.
Okay. If you need a love toilet.
Handcrafted from the world's finest porcelain.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Creepy stuff in the skies over Rhode Island. A pilot called down to air traffic control back in October to report a strange object outside of the window of his plane, calling it a small silver canister. He said it was hovering. No strings attached. It wasn't a weather balloon or a drone. Controllers say they had no other reports and called it, quote, creepy. The FAA has not commented. Huh. Okay. Newly resurfaced video of the live ATC broadcast captures the moment that the pilot told the ground team, it appears to be standing still as the mysterious object, which he compared to a silver canister, floated beside him. Looks like a strange, small object that we just floated by, a small silver canister. Do you know what that could be? He said to ATC in the recording. ATC confirmed that they did not know what the object was.
He said, good luck.
Get off the weed.
Good luck with the aliens.
And asked for further details. The pilot responded that the UFO was just feet away from his plane in midair.
Believe the pilots. I say it every single time. You don't have to believe the politicians. You don't have to believe what they say about Area 51. Listen to the number of pilots that have come forward with these stories and then explain what it is that they see out their window. Because if it was a weather balloon, they would go, yeah, it's a weather balloon. I know what that looks like.
He said this was a silver canister and did not know what it was.
Like Aquanet?
Yes, Dana, like Aquanet. Does anybody buy Aquanet anymore? Is it for sale anymore?
Yo, yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Aerosol hairspray is still for sale?
On every shelf of every aisle of every grocery store, Target, and Walmart in the world.
Okay.
You know I'm not joking that air traffic control actually said back, good luck with the aliens.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No, no, no. That's their actual reply. Good luck with the aliens.
Okay. Speaking of extraterrestrial, this story here. What happens when one of the 9,000 Starlink satellites orbiting Earth suddenly blows up 260 miles up? Give it a few days and we will find out.
Oh, God, is the debris going to come raining? That's probably what the pilots saw.
SpaceX says one of them is now tumbling out of control. They did not say how that happened or whether any other satellites are at risk of a chain reaction smash-up derby. You know what I've always wondered? And I'm being serious. If you've ever seen a, it's not a picture, but it's a depiction of how many satellites are actually in orbit around the United States. Around the Earth.
Yeah.
How they ever put something else up in space, whether it's a manned crew, whether it's another satellite. Can you imagine the math that has to go into place to make sure that you don't hit one of the satellites already orbiting the Earth? There are...
Or to narrowly miss. You've got a
thousands.
Very small window here.
Yep. The love toilet. Hang on. Let me see if I can show you.
They flush together at the same time. It's so funny.
Let me see if
it's
I can
so stupid.
Show you an image of... Oh, here's one. Look at this. There's a picture of the Earth.
Yeah.
Describe what you see.
It looks like a firework has exploded, like the big kind, the huge kind that goes boom, boom at the end during the finale. That's what it looks like. Are we going to air grievances today for real?
We are, 5 o'clock.
I know someone who has a grievance.
Is it that guy right there? Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota.
He's like, interim!
He'll be joining us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.